You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Duncan in for Beth Ruyak. Have you ever heard a song on Cap Radio underneath a host or an announcer and wondered, what was that tune and why was that played? Well, we have the wizard behind the curtain of Cap Radio's signature sound here in studio with us to help us unsolve that or resolve it, right? It is Hey Listen host Nick Bruner, and he's here for sound advice.
Hi, Beth.
Welcome.
Hey, thanks.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
So what's the theme for the week?
Okay, so you pretty much set it up right away there. This is something that I've really enjoyed doing at Cap Radio for, well, almost as long as I've been here. Going back to about 2008, my boss at the time said, hey, why don't you pick out a handful of, tracks and we'll just edit those down and turn those into music beds. And since then, by and large, I've been doing a lot of what you hear under local Cap Radio breaks. I mean, it's hard to tell if it's NPR or if it's us, but a lot of the midday stuff you'll hear will come from the work that I edit down along with Devin Cortan.
That's a fun gig.
It is, and it gets a lot of attention. It's one of my favorite things to do around here, especially getting emails from people who are just like, oh God, I heard this thing at 9:58. Can you tell me what it was? And going back and listening to it, oh yeah, that was, you know, such and such, or that was this and that. It's a pleasure to be able to do it.
So what's first?
Okay, well, for starters, this is a musician who has a lot of aliases. He's a rapper. He's a producer. His name's Madlib. He also goes by Quasimodo. He has a personality there. He also has a jazz combo called Yesterday's New Quintet. Mm. And Yesterday's New Quintet has their own alias called Sound Directions. This is a piece that was one of the first ones that I ever put in a rotation at Cap Radio back in like 2008. It's called Wanda Vidal.
That's a perfect bed to me because it has a newsy sound to it.
Yeah, well, it's really modern, but at the same time, it calls back to the kind of like 70s and late 60s kind of funky jazz. The album is called The Funky Side of Life, and again, that's by Sound Directions. I can't recommend it highly enough.
Mm. What's next?
Well, I try to strike a balance between sounding like upbeat and modern, right, and not being unobtrusive, and not all the music beds that start are as instrumentals. In the case of this next one by Steph Chura, who's a vocalist along with being just an excellent guitarist, she put out a single called Degrees and Sour Honey. I think it was the beginning of this year. And this is the A-side. This is Degrees. I'm going to chop out a lot of the voice from it and kind of blend it together, and this is what you hear.
Oh, that you do, formed into truth. You take it or leave it, who's got a use? All that you need is shaked and repeated up. To walk off with, lean on the false hip glances, they're greedy, we're taking them in winter. I've got this sea to be released, glance back at me, reciprocating a million.
What did you mean by you had to take a lot of the vocals out, and how do you do that?
Well, so as you can hear, the what you didn't hear in that track was the beginning. It was a long lead-in with just like guitar, gentle guitar strumming, and drums. And then after a while, she'll come in and start to sing. So what I'll do is I'll find the next stretch of instrumental passage, the bridge, or just where she isn't singing. I'll chop that out digitally and beat match it in a program called Adobe Audition, and I'll just kind of push those two clips together and try to make it sound as seamless as possible.
Kind of mash it up, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, in fact, now that you mention it, there's this incredibly popular in the early 2000s mashup artist called Girl Talk, and he uses the same software that we use here at the station.
I'm talking with Hey Listen host Nick Bruner for this week's sound advice. So let's move along here. What's next?
So these next two cuts in a row are going to be featured at noon in the California Dream Special. I was asked to kind of find some music that sort of evokes a specific tone. I'm never tired of the ability that music has to kind of set a mood and put me in a particular headspace, whether that's during our fun drives or rather just like the day-to-day of the news breaks on the radio station. And in the case of this special, I mean, you're talking about housing inequality. You're talking about people that can't find homes. You're talking about people who don't have homes. That's hard to kind of like follow up with like a bouncy, jaunty beat. I mean, that would be completely tone deaf. So trying to find like basically music that fits the mood. So I started by finding this cut called Bus Ride by a producer named Kay Trinata. That shares some DNA with the sound directions cut that we let off with. It's jazzy. It's got a hip hop inflection to it, yeah. And it's also produced by a DJ and producer who's named Louis Kelvin Celestine, aka Kay Trinata.
And lots of space in this too to talk over. I mean, it's got some really interesting vocals way in the back there that are doing along with that riff. That's really cool, but still leaves you plenty of opportunity to use it as a talkover situation.
Yeah, it's contemplative. It's thoughtful. It's at peace, but it's not. Mm. But it's not motionless.
Right.
Same with this next piece, but in this one, it's sonically very different, while still, I think, evokes that same kind of mood. It's warbly, it's woozy, it's uncomfortable. It's called We Might Come Back. By an artist that goes by the name Black Moth Super Rainbow. Again, another producer who also has other aliases. He also goes by Tobacco in other solo projects that he produces. And his name is Thomas Feck.
The beginning of that especially really makes you feel like somebody's going to tell a history of something, where they've been, what happened to them. It just sets up that feeling to me.
I kind of got a storytelling vibe off of that too. Yeah, but it has this nice sort of boom bap texture to it. And then when the melody kind of comes in, that warbly kind of uncomfortable melody line comes in, it kind of is a little nauseating, but in the best way. It's the best way I can kind of describe that piece. I really, really like it.
Next.
This is it.
That was it.
But if you'd like, so those two pieces can be heard during the California Dream Special, which are coming up at noon today. They also are in regular rotation every Saturday night during Hey Listen, which plug, you can hear at 8 p.m. every Saturday night or online.
So do you do this all on your own? Do people pitch you? Do you take pitches, suggestions?
Yes.
And so if someone wants to send something to you that they think could be perfect for whatever that is.
Yeah. You can send that you can more than welcome to email me here at the radio station or call me up at my desk, but nick.bruner@capradio.org. If you either produce music that you think would be great for music bed rotation, or if you think it would be great to be featured during Indie Rock program on Saturday nights, by all means, send it.
That is Hey Listen host Nick Bruner with this week's Sound Advice. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks, Beth.
Great to have you on Insight. We have more on our website at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to your NPR station, Capital Public Radio. We'll be right back.